Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the DH, Steve Braun. Batting fifth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Bill Stein. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil bunts towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball towards center. Garr catches it and throws to second to double up Bostock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Garr scores. Spencer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blyeven, and towards Randall, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to Vukovic covering. Safe. Ford moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. McKay moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-0 in the game. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground that hits Carew. Carew is out and Braun is safe at first. There goes Carew trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Garr steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Coggins moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. Coggins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Spencer is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger fires to first and picks off Spencer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay strikes out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gar hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Lyman Bo Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bo Stock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bo Stock hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Steve Braun. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiniger moves to third. 2 outs. Phil Roof pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.